Okay, we're recording.
Hello and welcome to Tea with Tresetta, the training, encouragement, and answers you need to be successful in life and business. And today I am sitting down with my dear friend and my cousin. We like to joke around and say we're cousins because we have the same last name, Nicole Alexander. I am so excited to have her with us today. She is a family nurse practitioner, wellness and fitness coach. She focuses on health and wellness of African American women over the age of 35 and empowers them to take control of their health through education, motivation, and demonstration. She has run several half marathons and two full marathons, and she won first place in her very first bodybuilding competition at the age of 44. You are a rock star. Welcome, my friend and cousin, Nicole Alexander.
Hello. Thank you so much, first of all, for having me here. Cousin, sister, cousin, you know, thank you so much. I do appreciate that introduction. I'm very happy to be here. Thank you.
Awesome. I'm so glad to have you on tonight. So why don't we go ahead and dive in? But before we get into kind of the meat of what we're here to talk about tonight, which is all about you, why don't you begin by telling us a little bit about yourself and your business?
Okay. So I have been, first of all, Nicole Alexander. Like she said, I am a family nurse practitioner. I have been a nurse for over 20 years. I've been a nurse practitioner for 6+ years. I've worked in women's health. I've worked in family practice, and I've also worked in the nursing home, and I currently work in a retail setting. I became a health and fitness coach about 4 years ago, well, health and wellness coach, and I branched off into fitness, becoming a personal trainer once I completed my bodybuilding competition. Yes, I was 44, but I actually turned 45 the very next week. And I was the oldest person in my group, and I beat out 35-year-olds. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. And I branched off into, like I said, to the fitness industry. So I do personal train, but my passion really is health and wellness coaching. And that comes from just what I saw as a nurse practitioner, where I saw the healthcare industry failing patients, that really sparked my desire to teach people how to be healthy. Mm-hmm. My business is Dare to Be Fit, LLC. My motto is Dare to Be Fit, Healthy, and Happy. And I do this by education, like I said, education, motivation, and demonstration. I educate women on how to be healthy. I motivate women to be healthy. And I demonstrate how to be healthy through my lifestyle, because I can't help you be your best you if I'm not my best me.
I love that, because a lot of times there are so many people out there, quote unquote, experts and gurus, mm-hmm. who are teaching others things that they themselves do not practice. And right. I know one of the things that it's kind of funny, my dad is, he's not a slender man. Mm-hmm. And he always said he always wanted to have an overweight doctor, because he didn't want he felt like if he had an overweight doctor, then his doctor wouldn't try to make him lose weight.
That's a good way to do that.
So I love the fact that you not only teach, but you live what you teach. I think that's so important. What does it look like to work with you?
To work with me, first of all, I'm very understanding of what women my age, like 35 and older, are going through, because I am a mom, mm-hmm. I am a wife, I have a full-time job outside of my business. So I understand time management, I understand other responsibilities, and I understand how hard it is to actually take care of ourselves. But I also understand how important it is, right. to take care of ourselves. And from me learning how to balance my health, my wellness, I show other women how they can do that because it can be done. There is the myth that there's not enough time. And I show women where there is time. And I'm also, I am stern. I can be very stern. I will let you slide somewhat. And most of the time when I'm letting you slide is for me to show you how what you're doing is failing.
Wow.
And then when you come to me and I'm like, okay, yes, I know. Now let's do it my way because your way is failing. So it's not my word or, you know, you only have to do what I have to do. Cause like I said, I do understand. Mm-hmm. I understand how life can be. So I do accommodate your current lifestyle. I do accommodate your job, your family, but I also make sure that you understand that you have to put yourself first, because if you do not take care of you, everything else that you're trying to take care of won't get done eventually.
Right.
Eventually, you won't be able to do all those things.
Right.
And most of the time with women, we don't understand that even like with our children, we always want to interject and help them and help them with their lives. But when it comes down to us and when we are in need, most of the time they don't have time to do those things
right
for us. So we have to take care of ourselves first. And health is the main priority.
Yeah. That one of the things that I'm constantly saying is you can't pour from an empty cup. You have to have that opportunity, take the time, prioritize time to care for yourself so that you can then show up in your best form to help other people. It's exactly. That same thing about, you know, the flight attendants on a plane will come in and say, you know, if in the case of an emergency and your oxygen mask falls, put your mask on yourself first,
exactly,
and then help someone else. And so all of that goes hand in hand. So I definitely understand how that is very important. And we do need to be held accountable. And there's something to be said for holding people gently accountable to doing the things that they say are important to them.
Exactly. Yes, exactly.
So I want to shift gears just a little bit and talk about your journey to stepping into your business. What did you have to overcome in order to launch out into your business, into this thing that I like to call purpose?
Of course, one of the things I had to overcome is fear. Mm-hmm. I started the actual business in my 40s. And of course, like at this, when we were younger, our generation was not taught about entrepreneurship. They were not taught about that. It was, you go to school, you get a degree, and you work, you know, simple and safe, the safe route. I did not, you know, I always had the desire, even in my 20s, I knew I wanted to do something else, but because of what was ingrained in me growing up, I didn't know how to do that.
Right.
And thank goodness for social media, because honestly, I would not have realize that, hey, I can actually do this. I can actually have my own business, even if it's a side business. It doesn't have to be like my main breadwinner, but it's something that I can use to support or express my passion.
Right.
Okay. So I had to overcome that fear of, I would say failure, the fear of failure, because, you know, people look at you like, what are you doing? You know, like you're starting a business, like what kind of business is this? You know, so I had to overcome that fear. I also had to overcome the fact that what my passion is kind of contradicts what my career is, because I'm in the healthcare industry, and healthcare right now is a illness-based field. Whereas my passion is around health, promoting health. I don't like to push pills, but my my career tells me that I have to push pills.
Right.
So that is something I had to overcome too. But I learned that I can actually use them together.
Absolutely.
I can use my how I can educate my patients a lot better because of my health and wellness career. Because I learned so much in that actually supports the education I can give to my patients. And I'm going to say this, you would be very surprised at the amount of people who have chronic illnesses that no one has ever explained anything to them.
Wow.
No one has ever explained to them what happens if you, like, they'll just say your blood pressure is high, here are some pills. Right. But they never explain to them what will happen if you don't take those pills. And I have done that. Matter of fact, a couple of days ago, I explained to somebody about high blood, because one thing, I'm trying to be short, but one illness I do not play with is high blood pressure, especially mm-hmm. in African Americans. This is something that is in our genetics, it's in our DNA. A young lady came in, 45, looked really good, pretty healthy weight, everything, but she had very high blood pressure mm-hmm. and was told this a year ago. But she didn't take medications because she said she was going to take care of it naturally. So in 10 minutes, I explained to her how this is genetic. This is not a weight loss thing. This is not a diet change thing. This is something that as an African American, you have. And if you don't take care of yourself, if you don't take medication for it, every day that your blood pressure is high is every day that you're damaging your body, every single day. And, you know, I told her what could happen and everything. And she said, nobody ever explained that to me.
Wow.
I'm not her doctor. You know, she came in to see me for a cold, you know. So she said, I'm calling my doctor today. Thank you. Because no one told me that that is what was happening. And that is the case with a lot of people. And the thing is, especially with us as African Americans, because I believe there's a stigma as far as treating us. Well, we know we don't get treated as right. well as, you know, right. most people. So I feel like I have to be that voice. I have to be that advocate for us to show how we can, even if you have to take a pill, but also how to overcome it without taking medication.
Right. I love that. I love the point that you brought up about really taking the time to educate your patients on what specific illnesses mean to them, because unfortunately we are living in an age where patient care has kind of fallen off to yeah. its, you know, doctors and nurses are overloaded. They don't mm-hmm. have the time to really focus on the totality of a person's health. They're just, let me deal with the reason why you're in front of me right now and get you out of my office as quickly as possible, or get exactly. you discharged as quickly as possible so I can move on to the next person. And right. it's very needed for someone to essentially sound the alarm and be able to tell people to advocate for themselves. So what would you say to that woman who has been diagnosed with the hypertension, the diabetes, the COPD, those type things? What would you say to them if they have a physician who's not really explaining to them what's going on?
First, I would tell them to ask questions. That's number one. And if they're not getting the answers from the physician, then it's time to switch to somebody else. Because you have to have someone who is in your corner. If your physician is not, their job is to treat your illness, okay? Treat your illness, but also if there's a way to bring you out of that illness, to cure that illness, they should be helping you to do that. I also think that everybody should educate themselves
okay.
on any diagnosis that they are given. Because, like I said, so many people go by the word of their physician. Mm. And not saying their physician is wrong, but you need to know what's going on with your body.
Right.
You need to understand the process that your body is going through. What can diabetes cause? You know, we just think it's sugar. I got the sugar. But the amount of damage that diabetes and hypertension do on the body is not seen until we're much older. And by the time it's seen, it's too late. And here's the thing. The thing with diabetes and hypertension that is that, okay, when we have people who are like in nursing homes or who are older, who have issues with their body, the issues are not said it's diabetes. They'll say they have kidney failure. Mm-hmm. They'll say they have like poor circulation. They have to get like amputations. They'll say that mainly it's kidney disease and the poor circulation. But the thing is that those two things are a result of diabetes and hypertension.
Right.
But they're not, that's not stated at that time. So they'll say, oh, she just got bad circulation, or, oh, her kidneys are bad. But nobody ever says the reason why
that correlation.
It got to that point. Exactly. So we don't even realize because I'm in the medical field.
Right.
But the layperson would not understand that their mom or their dad is on dialysis because of kidney disease, but the kidney disease was brought on by poor management of that illness.
Right. And you said the key word there is management.
Yes.
Right. So these are, all of these are manageable illnesses.
They are all manageable illnesses. They are all, and they're managed with medication, diet, and exercise. Where people fall short is diet and exercise. But what people fail to realize is that diet and exercise trumps medication.
Wow.
So if you're only relying on the medication, 9 times out of 10, you're going to have complications from whatever, from diabetes or hypertension, whichever one that you have. That it's almost 100% that that's going to happen, you know, because diet... First of all, diabetes type 2, not type 1. Diabetes type 2 is a diet, is a nutrition, is a diet, is an illness that's brought about because of diet,
mm-hmm.
primarily. So how you're eating causes your body to become resistant to insulin, and now you're a type 2 diabetic. Hypertension is different. It's genetic, or it can be genetic, but also if you're overweight, obese, you know, of course, that can be corrected. But both of those are manageable illnesses that are not managed well.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. So what are you most passionate, like what's your most passionate topic that you go into with your Dare to Be Fit?
Okay, so my passion is nutrition. I'm not a nutritionist, but I know a lot about diet. So my passion is teaching people and showing people how they can eat for their best health. And then what's funny is I'm actually going to pursue this year, hopefully by October, a certification in lifestyle medicine because lifestyle medicine focuses on nutrition and lifestyle. And okay. That is really my passion. I love talking about diet. I can just sit and just spit out, you know, all type of knowledge about diet. Even though I am a personal trainer, the nutrition aspect of it is what I'm most passionate about because I know that that is what is the most important. That is the most important. Yes. So yes, definitely nutrition.
Well, we're definitely going to have a sidebar conversation about... about that, because I love that you like teaching how to eat for your best health.
Yes.
I love that. I do want to shift gears just a little bit because we could go on and on talking about health and wellness.
Yes.
But being that Tea with Tresetta is all about training, we've covered that and encouragement and mm-hmm. getting the answers you need, but there's also the faith component to what I do. And so I would love to know how your faith plays a role in how you do business.
Okay. So I'm glad that you asked that because I'm not a church goer. I was when I was younger, I was raised Catholic. But as an adult, you know, I stopped going to church. You know, you just try to feel your way of where you want to be. You know, that's just normal, especially as a young adult. You want to, right. You don't really know where you want to be. But now, at 46 years old, I am a believer in God. I'm a believer in the Creator. I'm a believer in the universe. And my belief is that I am one with all, one with God, one with the universe, one with the Creator, meaning that everything that happens for me and to me is for my greater good, because that is only what God wants for me. God wants only what is for my greater good. Even in those times that I may have, it may be hard.
Yeah.
It may be hard, but knowing that everything is for my greatest good, that helps me to overcome any obstacle, even those in my business. If I could tell you how many times I have just sat and talked to God and listened, listened to him.
That's the key.
And right, exactly. And just becoming like a peace comes over me, like, Nicole, it's going to be okay.
Yes.
This will pass. Your business is going to thrive. This will pass. This is a moment in time. This is education for you. This is where you're supposed to learn, because every moment is a teaching moment.
Yes, it is.
And I realize that now. I realize that I just have to ride the wave. That's what I tell myself, ride the wave.
Because I love that.
When it's put in front of you, it's put in front of you for a reason. Take a breath. And don't get me wrong, sometimes it's hard.
Sometimes it's hard. Me, I know.
Because you know, I have had breakdowns. But after the breakdown, I tell just myself, breathe. Yes, just take a breath and know that this too shall pass. So my faith has helped me to be strong in my purpose. Because even when things are not going well, I never want to stop. I never have the thought in my head that I'm going to quit. Oh, I'm done with this. You know, I cannot That's make so any money in 6 months. I still want to do this, you know, because this purpose was put into me for a reason, and it's there for a reason. And I have to share it.
Yeah. You know, that's so, that's so good, because I'm with you there. I believe that our purpose, the whole reason why we were created to be here on this earth, should be the driving force for our lives. And if that be the case, then we don't have any option, right? Exactly. So it's, you know, you can't quit on your life.
Exactly. And that's just what it feels like. This is me. So I can't stop. You know, right. This is what I do. So
it's your identity.
Right. And it's totally different from my job, because I don't carry my job home. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So when I'm done with my work, my passion is still present in my work, and my passion continues past my work.
Right.
You know, my passion is there all the time.
Right. So it's not something you can turn off.
I cannot turn it off. Somebody can ask me a question and I will just spit it out. It's like, it's just, you know, and it's like, okay, yeah, you know, but that's how it is. Whereas when we have our jobs, you know, we have our careers. And if your career is your passion, then that is, you'll feel that same way about right. that. Now, my career incorporates my passion, but I could walk away from that easily. I cannot walk away from
right
my passion at all. I can't walk away from
it. I totally feel you on that. What, Nicole, what advice would you give to someone, to our listeners who are kind of standing on the fence? They have an idea, they feel this burning desire to do something. They have this inkling that they were called to more. What advice would you give them if they were want to start their own business but aren't really sure whether or not to take the leap?
I say start. Start somewhere. I started 4 years ago with a little blog that looked like my 15-year-old put it together.
Hey, nowadays that might look really nice.
You're right. So he probably could do way better than me. But it started off with a very small blog and an idea. I honestly didn't know where it was going, mm-hmm. but I knew I just had to start. And from there, it just snowballed into where I'm at now. If you wait for the right moment would never come.
Never
comes. It never comes. So start where you are. Start small. Start with a purpose. Start with your purpose. And go for it. And I have young ladies who come to me, you know, and they talk about my business, like, oh, you know, I follow you and, you know, you really inspire me to start my own business. And I tell them, start now.
Yes.
I waited till I wanted to do this in my 20s, but like I said, I didn't know what to do. I'm in my 40s. Could you imagine where I would be right now? You know, so I tell them, start now. Do not wait. Do not wait for anyone else. Do this on your own. Yes. And it will come. It will come.
Yeah, I love that because, you know, I've recently been doing a lot of reflecting, and it dawned on me that this desire to be an entrepreneur has always been there. Mm-hmm. Now, it's manifesting in a completely mm-hmm. different way than what I thought maybe back when I was a teenager. But it's always been there. And I find all those things that I did when I was a kid, whether I was a preteen or a teenager, all those things that I did that I really enjoyed, I'm now kind of coming full circle and coming mm-hmm. back to them and not in it. Just I just made the connection. And but I too had kind of a similar journey to you where I didn't have an example of entrepreneurship. You know, right. I had that, you know, I had, my parents are professionals. They mm-hmm. have, you know, professional degrees. And so that it would, the expectation was you graduate from high school, you go to college and you go work for someone else.
Right.
And so even now, while they are both very supportive of me, they still don't, you know, they don't fully understand.
Right.
They can't fully appreciate my desire to kind of want to make my own way. And so it definitely, I definitely can relate to that and to the starting somewhere. We all have to start somewhere.
Right. And now the way the world is set up, anybody can start a business.
Right. It's so much easier.
Anybody can start. My son is 15. Because of the entrepreneurial mindset that I now have, I now understand that, and this may be an unpopular opinion, but you know, this is just from what I've learned now. College used to be you're going to college.
Right.
Now for me, college is an option.
Correct.
I tell my son it is an option because first of all, I don't want you to go to college and not know what you're doing, you know, so because I'm paying for this.
Money.
So, exactly. But with the way the world is set up, you can start, you know, my son, he does graphic drawing on a computer. You don't have to go to college for that. You know, so if that's what your business, if you want your business to be, let us know how to develop that and we will fund it, you know. Know that there are so many options, so many entrepreneurial options. It is, the world is your oyster. They used to say that before,
yeah,
but now it is really true.
So true.
So
yeah.
go for it.
So true. It's so true. It's funny because I have, where I first started in my business, you know, and thinking you started with a blog, you know, when I first started in my business, I actually started out refinishing furniture. That was my business. And now, you know, business coach. I was like, how in the world did you get from refinishing furniture to business coaching? We'll save that story for another day. But you don't necessarily know when you're first getting started where you're going. The key is to, like you said, just start somewhere. You can adjust, you can pivot, you can shift along the way, but just start. Don't wait for that perfect moment.
Right.
Don't wait for the money to come. Don't wait for the time to come. Don't wait for all the those things that you're waiting for. Right. They're never going to come until you actually move out.
Right.
They show up when you're ready for them.
And I tell people, like, the perfect time never comes. You have to grow into your perfection. Grow into the perfect time. Grow into the perfect situation. Because most people are around for sometimes years, and the perfect moment comes from a viral video that had nothing to do with their business, but drew attention to them. And now their business is booming off of a video that had nothing to do with their actual business.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just, but if that person never started, they never would have got to that point.
Yes. I love that. This has been so, so good. I have so enjoyed chatting with you. But before we get ready to close out, I would love to have you share with the audience your favorite quote or motto.
So I did say it earlier in the recording, but my favorite motto is dare to be fit, healthy, and happy. Because a lot of us, we don't do that. We don't take the time to be fit. We don't allow ourselves happiness. And we're not healthy, you know, we're not healthy. So dare to be fit, healthy, and happy is me challenging you to be all of those things. That is my faith. That is my actual motto for my business. Dare to be fit, healthy, and happy.
I love it. I love it. And I will be fit, happy, and healthy. Nicole, thank you so much for being on the show with me today. How can people connect with you if they want to learn more about your business, Dare to Be Fit?
Dare to Be Fit. So on Instagram, I am Dare to Be Fit. That's Dare the number 2 Be Fit. D-A-R-E 2 B-E Fit _ with Nicole. I think it's _ with _ Nicole. It'll pop up. And on Facebook, I am Nicole Alexander. That's N-I-C-O-L-E. I know some people spell it with an H, but it's N-I-C-O-L-E Alexander, Dare to Be Fit LLC. And that's where you can find me. I'm on Twitter, but I don't even know my name because I don't.
I'm the same way. I'm on Twitter too. And I don't use it either, but I will go ahead and make sure that I drop all your links into the show notes so that for those of you who listen to the podcast, you can always go to the show notes and grab those links, or you can just type it in the search bar on Instagram or Facebook. Nicole, thank you again, my cousin, for being on the show with me today.
This was awesome.
And I look forward to chatting with you a little bit more offline about this teaching how to eat for your best health.
Yeah, so, definitely.
It's been a pleasure.
I
will chat with you all next week on Tea with Trisetta. Have a good time.